This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking once again about Moscow's new St. Andrews College, NSA. NSA was just featured in the New York Times Magazine. The article is entitled Onward Christian Scholars, and the author is Molly Worthen. Worthen has written an excellent and balanced analysis, and I would like to expand on some of the topics she covered. NSA President Roy Atwood is quoted as saying that we are not interested in a political takeover, but the facts tell another story. Wilson makes much of the fact that he doesn't like Bush and is against the war in Iraq. Worthen quotes him as declaring, "They voted for Bush. I'd vote for Jefferson Davis." Wilson repeatedly tells his critics that he's not a neo-Confederate, but the ties are just too close for him to deny it. In 1994, he and Stephen Wilkins wrote a booklet entitled Southern Slavery as It Was, in which they celebrate the antebellum South as the greatest multiracial society in human history. Wilkins is a conservative Presbyterian minister in Louisiana who is the founding director of the Neo-Confederate League of the South, LOS. LOS President Michael Hill, who attends Wilkins' church, proposes that an independent neo-confederacy of 15 states would protect the values of Anglo-Celtic culture from black Americans, who are a compliant and deadly underclass. I am pleased that Ms. Worthen was able to get Wilson to come clean on his relationship with R.J. Rusduni, the founder of Christian Reconstructionism, a movement with a very explicit political agenda. Both Wilson and Rusduni are postmillennialists, which means that Christians must first set up godly governments before Christ will come. There will be no quick rapture, rather there will be a long war against non-believers, the end of which Wilson once described as a Christian tsunami crashing into pagan lawn chairs on the beach. Central to the reconstructed Christian state is the strict administration of Old Testament law. 3 years after the fact, and no doubt tired of the flack he was receiving, Wilson conveniently announced that he was misquoted about allowing banishment for homosexuals rather than their execution. Worthen's article has Wilson on the record again with the exact same interpretation of Old Testament law. This is just one of many examples of Wilson's duplicity and deception. For many years, I've had the mistaken impression that Wilson's father, Jim Wilson, was not responsible for his son's theological waywardness. But Worthen's article reminded me of a book that Father Wilson wrote entitled The Principles of War, a handbook on strategic evangelism. And she also noted NSA coffee mugs have the Latin motto, which translates as, "For the faithful, war shall never cease." Worthen quotes Jim Wilson as being disappointed that his son undermined the opportunity of a surprise attack. Some years ago, son Wilson did follow his father's military strategy of choosing an appropriate target. Moscow was just the right size, but then foolishly publicized his battle plan. In a debate I had with Wilson in January, I tried to get him to clarify his position on covenantal lying, which allows the use of deception to advance the gospel. Wilson responded that this was permissible only if he and his congregations were in fact at war. We now have more than enough evidence that the war is on, and that we now know the real reason for Wilson's evasiveness and deceit during the past 4 years. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my columns at www.nickgeyer.com.